Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, it's time to go under the big top at Circus World. Today's program is brought to you by the Baraboo National Bank, the bank with the circus connection back to the 1880s. The Ringlings found banking better together with Baraboo National. You will too.
Welcome to this edition of Under the Big Top at Circus World. Our guest on this edition of the show is Peter Schrake, archivist at Circus World Museum, and we should say Parkinson Library in particular. Peter, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jeff, for having me.
Peter, we want to talk in great detail about the library, and that's why we've set apart this show to have you as our featured guest so we can spend the entire 12 to 14 minutes talking about a place that I think oftentimes is forgotten about.
Indeed.
Let's talk about the building that you're in. It is historic. Tell us its location and so forth.
Well, it is located at 415 Lynn Street, right across the street from the City Facilities Building. Or if you're touring the Circus World Museum grounds, we are kind of tucked in the far back corner behind the Wagon Pavilion. So we have our own public entrance, but we're kind of on that back corner of the library of the museum. If you didn't know we were there, you wouldn't know about it.
Now, the building itself, of course, has historical value. Tell us about that.
The building itself was built in probably the late 1940s and was originally a part of the Effinger Brewery. The Effinger Brewery was located not just in our building, but in the abandoned kind of car repair shop right next door. That's where the brew house was. And so our building was constructed, like I say, in the late 1940s, both as the bottling plant and the offices, and then the cold storage and the shipping and receiving for the brewery. In fact, where my desk is where the bottles of beer were actually produced, was the actual bottling section of the facility itself. And it remained a part of the Effinger Brewery until the brewery closed in the mid-1960s. And then the museum acquired it in 1969 to open it up as the library. The library itself was founded just before that. The library is almost as old as the museum itself. Circus Row Museum was opened in 1959, and it was in 1965 that Chappie Fox invited Robert Parkinson to come up to found the library. Bob Parkinson was known as a circus collector, I believe, and both Greg and Marilyn Parkinson will correct me on this, but I believe he was working in insurance at the time. But he had developed a mammoth collection of newspaper clippings, and the stories are literally truckloads of newspapers are dropped off at the family house, and he had built this mammoth collection, and so he was well known to Chappie at the time, who invited him up to start the library. And the original library, which actually can still be seen, is down by the old railroad car shops. If you go up behind St. Vincent de Paul, you'll see a little white building kind of up on the hill there, little white frame building. That was the original library. And so it was there that Bob Parkinson just started. And I think the story is he opened up a drawer and threw a circus ticket in there. And that was how he started organizing the collections. And for about 5 years, it was located in that building. And then when the Effinger Brewery closed and the bottling facility was available, the museum acquired that, and in 1969, the library was moved up to its current facility.
We're talking about the Parkinson Library, a vital part of Circus World here in Baraboo. Our guest today is Peter Schrake. He serves as archivist at the library. Peter, I have been just enthralled the last couple of minutes listening to you, hearing more about history of Baraboo that I have not known, and I've lived here 34 years. So we have a lot of time to go yet. Keep it interesting. This is great. Let's talk about this library. How is it different than the libraries we might think of, like the Baraboo Public Library? What are the differences? What are the similarities?
Well, it is a library in that we have quite a few books. We have about 3,000 or so books, but it's really a research center and an archive. When you go to a traditional library, you would think that it's a place that you can kind of browse the stacks and such. Archives don't function the same way, and it's partly how we catalog archives and how we store archives. We don't have things arranged on the shelf the same way as is in an archive, and so we you you come there to do research, but it's a different kind of facility than, say, a public library. But the library is also the collections facility for the museum. The basement level is where all the artifacts that are not on display are stored. So really, it's a collections facility, kind of in museum terms. And so we house all different types of items there. We also have movies there. We also have sound recordings there. What makes us different is the extent of type of materials that we have, but also the way it's organized. So it is a library in every way, shape, and sense, but it's a research center, and it's also a collections storage site.
You're listening to Under the Big Top at Circus World, brought to you by the Baraboo National Bank. We'll be back right after this.
Spring is a great time to get a low rate on your mortgage loan. Let the Baraboo National Bank help you find the loan best for you. Considering a new home? Your growing family need more space? It's time to refinance. Use your equity for college, improvements, or life events? Ready to downsize for retirement? Visit the Baraboo National Bank and get your free pre-qualification today. Save $150 off your closing costs when you purchase a new home with the Baraboo National Bank or any of their local branches. The Baraboo National Bank, banking better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Peter, I want to explore more the library there at Circus World. You were talking about it being a research center, if you would. What kind of people use the library?
We have folks from all different types come and access the library. We have genealogists. We have the circus historians. The circus community has a publication, several publications that for the different interested people in circus history. The Circus Historical Society, for example, has Bandwagon, which is a scholarly journal. And so we have authors and historians researching for their writings. We have authors who are writing books. Professors from universities who are writing articles and books for other publications. We have collectors. There is a very active community of collectors, both here in Baraboo as well as around the United States. And so they're researching materials that they have. We have performers who sometimes come through and are kind of researching for new acts. A very active group is model builders. Again, some of who we have here in Baraboo and some that are located around the country. And these are a very detailed, focused bunch of fellas who are trying to literally kind of figure out down to the last bolt on a wagon. And so they're combing through our photographs all the time research material to build their wagons and models from scratch. But like I said, we also have genealogists. We have several key collections and resources that, for example, a collection we call the Yellow Tickets, which is a name index of over 350,000 circus performers and owners and other workers. It's a unique index. No other library has that. It was created by Bob Parkinson and his staff at the time. Back in the 70s. And so we have genealogists, people who are looking for their family history. Long before just this year when the Ringlings announced their closing, there's always been a group of people who, you find that you have a Civil War ancestor. You want to find out more about them. The same thing is kind of with circus history. Someone finds out that great-grandma Mabel worked for the circus and they want to find out more about her. And so we get a lot of that. And so we get a little bit of everything. The vast majority of people, though, almost never step into the library. I get about 1,600 research queries or visitors a year, but about 85 to 90% of them never step foot in the library. They do remote reference. So I'm always on the computer doing email work, which also kind of ties into one way that we really reach out to folks is an online public access catalog, which you can reach through the museum's main website. And if you look in the Our Treasures button up on the top, you will see the Library and Research Center page. And on there, there's a big blue button that says search. If you click on that, you'll be on our online catalog where collection guides of our different research papers, all of our books, the actual card catalogs for the books, thousands of photos, hundreds of posters. We have 23 films, 11 sound recordings are all on our online catalog. Assisting researchers from across the country and indeed across the world come to Circus World to access these materials. So those are the kind of users that we have.
Let's talk a little bit more about the collection. Obviously, as I understand it, the collection would be in the hands of the State Historical Society. Is that correct?
It is. And that goes back to the very beginning. When Circus World was founded in 1959, the property, the buildings, the land, the collections were turned over to the Wisconsin Historical Society and through them the state of Wisconsin. And that's something that has persisted all the way to the present day. So if you donate something, a artifact or papers or photographs to Circus World, it automatically, the moment you sign over those papers, becomes property of the state of Wisconsin. And that's actually very important because that actually adds a layer of protection to those collections. There are policies that we follow. Circus World is administered by a private nonprofit. I'm an employee of Circus World Museum Foundation, and they have policies and guidelines to protect the collections as well. But because we are taking care of state materials, we are also following state guidelines. So there's all sorts of rules and regulations as to how to take care of these items, how we can use them, which really just it adds a level of protection to and preservation, really. It ensures that these items will be here 75 years from now when we're all long gone.
This is Under the Big Top at Circus World, brought to you by the Baraboo National Bank. Again, our guest today is the archivist at the Parkinson Library, Peter Schrake. Peter, I want to talk more about the collection again. You were mentioning earlier that it really began with Bob Parkinson probably saving a lot of newspaper clippings that he had received and received from others as well. Okay, since the late 60s, you've been in the building where you are. Where exactly has the collection come from? What are the sources? And does the collection continue to build year by year?
The collection comes from, has built from a variety of resources over the years, some from actually the circuses themselves. One of our biggest collections actually comes from the Feld family, the current owners of the Ringling Brothers Circus. In 1971, they first loaned and then later transferred to us ownership of the corporate archives of the Ringling Brothers Circus from 1911 to 1967. Mammoth collection of ledgers, documents, correspondence, photographs. That is the business record for the Ringling Brothers Circus. The Golmar family has been very generous with us. We have the business records of the Golmar brothers, almost a complete record. Then we have circus families and circus owners have been donors. Collectors. There was one of our biggest collections of posters came from a guy out of West Virginia, a guy named Hastings, who actually worked for, I think, like a telephone company. But collected just a huge amount of single and multi-sheet posters. And then in the early 70s, those came to the museum. And so collectors have donated stuff, and collectors still give to us. Stuff still walks in on any given day, and anything could walk in those buildings, and you never know. That's kind of what makes the job kind of cool, is that you never know what you're going to find on a given day.
Very good. We'll be back with more Under the Big Top at Circus World after this.
Banking better together with the Baraboo National Bank was well practiced between the Ringling Brothers Circus and the bank. In fact, their association began in 1876 when the bank made its first loan to the Ringling family. Later, during the difficult rainy season of 1888, the bank wired money to the Ringlings, which helped keep the show on the road until business improved. Banking better together. It's what they practice at the Baraboo National Bank. Like the Ringlings, build your banking relationship with the Baraboo National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Peter, one of the questions running through my mind is, why is this collection, why is this library important?
It's important in part because of the subject matter, because of the American Circus. The American Circus was in its heyday from the 1870s to the 1920s, the dominant form of entertainment in this country. And really even since that time, even though it's had to compete with radio and movies and television and the internet, it still remained a vital form of not just entertainment, but artistic expression. And of that, Circus World is the largest museum focused on collecting and preserving that unique piece of American history. There are other museums and other libraries out there that have important collections of materials, but where we differ from them is that Circus World is the only library, the only museum, I should say, and consequently the Parkinson Library is the only library that is purely focused on the American Circus. The other institutions have other parts of their mission. We're the only one that this is our main focus, and we collect nationally. And if there was a circus that existed or a performer that existed, we want to document it. Often, some of the other institutions have specific, more specific focuses on the types of material they acquire, or they focus just on the Ringling Show or such like that. And so that's where we really stand apart, is the size, the scope. Our museum here in Baraboo really is a unique institution in that regard. And so the work that we do, preserving that key part of the American story, is crucial.
Peter, in conclusion, I have a question that's more personal. What do you like best about working at the museum library, if you would, and what gives you the greatest satisfaction?
What I like best is the fact is that one day is not like the next. Some days I'm doing nothing but research queries. Then I can throw myself into cataloging the next day and cataloging. One day I'm working with film. Next day I'm working with audio and sound. Next thing I'm working with business records, or I'm working with artifacts. It's the variety of the job. In my field, quite often you are a specialist. You are a curator working with artifacts, working with textiles or something, or you're just a paper archivist, or you're a photo archivist. Here you're doing a little bit of everything. Now, that's also the challenge. I often say I'm the jack of all trades, but master of none, with emphasis on master of none. but that's what I think I enjoy the most. And to be honest, it's an exciting collection, and it's an exciting subject. I mean, I've been a student of American history my whole life. I've worked in a number of different museums. They've all been wonderful, but you know, this is the most colorful, most charismatic subject that you can imagine, and it's hard not to get excited by it. And so it's the combination of both. It's the subject matter, but it's the type of collections that we have and the breadth of collections that we have.
All right. We've been talking with Peter Schrake, archivist at the Parkinson Library at Circus World. Our thanks for joining us here today. We'll have you back in the future.
I hope so. Thank you.
Listen every week to Under the Big Top at Circus World, brought to you by the Baraboo National Bank.
That's Under the Big Top at Circus World, brought to you by the Baraboo National Bank. Visit them today and see why banking better together will help you realize all your family's financial dreams. Thanks for listening, and may all your days be circus days.